What's up, you guys? We're going to be talking about digital marketing and how it's changing in 2024 with things like generative AI, things like ChatGPT, Google Bard, and most importantly, how to make sure to optimize your website for search engines, also known as SEO, and making sure that you're driving traffic to your website, to your landing pages with Google and pay-per-click. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about a lot, and I'm excited to share this episode with you guys. Okay, so digital marketing, I feel like is such a, it's kind of like a buzzword, right? Like the phrase digital marketing, people are overusing it too much, quite frankly. And so first of all, if you haven't read my blog post about what my version of digital marketing is and how it makes sense for your business, you know, you need to check that out at redrepmedia.com/blog. It's one of the earlier posts, and it's literally a book that I wrote way back in the day, and it still holds up today. So anyway, so it is a highly sought after keyword or phrase in Google search. So I think that's why a lot of people talk about it, right? That's why a lot of people, you know, are using those keywords in their content. And it's smart because strategically, I mean, I'm guilty of doing that too, but my version of digital marketing is different than what other people's digital marketing is. So let me clarify, first of all, like what are some of the channels that are the most effective from my experience? So I think a lot of people think that digital marketing is just social media content. And while that's partially true, it's only one of many channels that you need to be tapping into in order to get brand recognition, right? But remember, there's a big difference between marketing and sales. Think of marketing as more of like an awareness driving effort, right? You're creating content to show people the value that you provide, to show your expertise, your authority, your experience, your background. And while that's important, if you're trying to drive sales, you have to know that it's a big funnel, right? Like at the top of the funnel, people may not know you. Once they start to know you, you're sort of driving them down into the funnel of sales. That's over time. And the unfortunate part is as a marketer, I see these funnels every single day from people and I try not to fall prey to them. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're a business, your goal is to sell, right? Your goal is to provide value to people, whether it's in the form of, you know, selling a product, like that solves a problem, selling a service. But at the end of the day, we're solving problems for people, right? And when I think about digital marketing has so many, you know, in other words, like business owners have so many problems to solve, right? When it comes to that world, because it's either, hey, I don't have enough traffic, or hey, nobody knows who I am, right? Or hey, I don't know how to optimize my website to get more organic traffic so that when people search for me on Google or otherwise, that I show up. Or hey, why am I not showing up on Google Maps, right? I mean, these are really basic things that going into 2024, my prediction is that search engine optimization, or also known as SEO, is going to be even more important for you to do, right? And if you're a business that's, you know, 500,000 or less in revenue, then you're probably going to need to hire somebody. You're either going to have to do it yourself, okay, which means that you're going to have to learn and use the resources available to you. Luckily, we have a ton of resources at redrepmedia.com/blog. And also, if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're learning something through my my trainings and my teachings and through some of my content as well. But you have to read about it. And what's interesting about SEO is that it's constantly moving and changing. Now, there are like, you know, proven ways and tactics for you to rank. And if anybody guarantees that you're going to rank, then you probably want to stay away from them. Now, anyway, this is a whole nother conversation, but never trust anybody that's like, you're definitely going to rank number one. Now, you might rank for certain key, you might be able to help somebody rank for certain keywords for number one, meaning that my team could probably go in, find out which keywords are opportunities for you, also known as, you know, low hanging fruit, for example. I hate saying those corporate terms, but it's an example of, you know, maybe in your local area, there are keywords or phrases that other businesses are not taking advantage of. And then that's when you can swoop in and then align your product or service with those keywords and then actually rank number one, or at least on the first page, or at least above the fold, so to speak. So in the local SEO aspect of things, that's where you're going to be able to move the needle the most, because if you have an office space, if you have a location, physical location, you can experiment by, you know, ensuring that your reputation is up to date, getting reviews, optimizing your pages for that map, and showing up on that map, you know. And there's like probably dozens of tactics to optimize for your local maps page as well. So anyway, going into 2024, it's like people keep saying, oh, generative AI is going to change SEO. And quite frankly, like, I just did this experiment recently where I was in ChatGPT and Google Bard, and I said, hey, give me some SEO recommendations for this website. And the bot could not provide a response because it's not able to provide that response back, and it couldn't read the website. And I don't know if I just prompted it wrong or something, but that basically told me, like, these AI tools are not going to be a replacement for optimizing your website. And there are foundational things for you to make sure that your website, your pages or landing pages, your content is awesome, right? And you're creating content that's valuable. And so go ahead and listen back to some of my previous episodes on what those SEO foundations are. I have plenty of resources on there. And again, if you're making less than 500,000 in your business, then you're going to definitely need to sort of go the DIY route, where you're either doing it yourself or you're hiring like an assistant or an intern to help you with these things. Now, at a certain point, let's say you exceed that 500,000 revenue mark, then I would highly suggest to you to either hire an agency, because you're starting to run out of time, right? Hire an agency, hire a consultant or a contract, you know, somebody individually, maybe like a fractional CMO or somebody that can help allocate resources for you. Or, that's basically it. I would be careful of hiring like a virtual assistant to do all this stuff for you, because unless they're really well versed in doing it for your business type, it's hard to, you know, to ensure that they do the right thing for you and you're not wasting your money. And just a real quick side note on that, I have several anecdotes of people that hired virtual assistants, including myself, to do their digital quote unquote digital marketing for them. And some people are effective with it. Like, some people, you know, we're fine with it, but the majority of people that I've found, they just don't have success stories with virtual assistants. And that's why agencies are critical for you to tap into, because they have those teams and resources that have a track record and have worked with other clients. So once you get to that $500,000 mark, into the 500 to a million revenue, we offer packages at Red Rep Media that start, you know, from that level and then go up, where we do all that for you, right? And then we also have the coaching and consulting piece of the business, which is also helpful for you if you don't want to go the sort of DIY or the done for you route. So digital marketing. So let's talk about that even more. There are many different channels. The majority of people don't know which channels to do, so they just do random ones. They just do whatever's trending, aka TikTok. People are successful with creating content on TikTok. I've played around with it. I've tested it out. You know, I'm not a million followers or whatever, but what I found is it's literally a job. Like, you have to make it like a full-time job. I shouldn't say that. It's more of like a part-time job for you to create content, to get it out there on, you know, social channels, which is why a lot of people often, you know, quote unquote, outsource it or hire an agency to do it for them. I'm not a big fan of doing that with our agency, because that stuff to me doesn't really move the needle nearly as much. Now, you have to have some form of defensive content, which is like, you have to create something. Like if you have nothing, you got to create something and have at least like 10 to 20 videos on your page, in the form of reels and graphics and carousels, just basic stuff. You don't have to have a million followers to build a business, right? I mean, like that's such a big misconception. Social media marketing, while it's necessary, I think that it is misunderstood because it's not the only way to get clients. And oftentimes you don't really have control over who sees your content. I guess you could say the same with SEO too, right? Like organic SEO, you can create content, but the difference is that you have full control over who's intending to see that content, and you have to attract people based on that. And most importantly, gathering leads, right? Like you want to build your list, you want to make sure email list, and you want to capture those emails. And email marketing is one of, you know, several channels that you need to tap into as well. If you don't have an email list, you need to start somewhere, whether it's a Google Sheet or Excel sheet or whatever, so that you could start capturing those. And then pay-per-click. So when you combine things like SEO, email marketing, pay-per-click, retargeting campaigns, creating content, and then making sure that top of the funnel, right? Once people come into your funnel, meaning your website, they start viewing your stuff, you're retargeting them over time. You have to spend cash, you know, for ad spend to retarget people, unless they start following you, and then that's free social media content right there that you're pushing out. You capture the email, you're sending out email content, you're reminding people of your offers, you're reminding people of your value, but then also at the same time, you're automating tasks that are, you know, minor tasks, right? So it could even be automating your email campaigns for certain triggers, setting up, certain scenarios and workflows for different triggers, for example, opt-in campaigns for, you know, eBooks, or people signing up for your newsletter, or if you have a software tool to automate those tasks as well. Most importantly, though, when somebody gets to your website, you need to optimize your page, right? Like, are they converting to whatever goal it is that you have, right? So email, does the page encourage people to do a thing? Okay. And what I found is our software helps with that lead generation, and, you know, because you're providing value for free. Like when you provide insane value for free, then people typically opt in for that. And what I mean by insane value is like, have you built something valuable to them? Like not just an ebook, not just a webinar, like those are still useful, was what I found, because they're opting in for something. But it's like, hey, I have this literal like 30-day training completely free, that I would normally charge $1,000 for example, but I'm giving it to you for free, this weekend boot camp or whatever it is. So do those things, to figure out like what is actually valuable to people. And the way to do that is to just ask questions, to create something to get feedback. And typically, I think this is like straight from the Alex Hormozi book, or Alex Hormozi, strategy is use tools like Twitter and, Facebook to get feedback, or even just research like what's trending in your industry, and then solve that problem with some form of content for them. And that usually is received really well, because at the end of the day, again, whether you're in, whatever business you're in, you're only in business because you're solving problems for people. And the bigger problems you solve, the more money you make at the end of the day. So real quick, so on a product, when I think about like product, let's just go kind of like deep into solving problems real quick. So if you have blackheads on your face, then the problem to solve is I need to get rid of these blackheads, right? Or if you have pimples on your face, I got to get rid of pimples. So the tool to solve that problem is a product. And so you can, obviously, a lot of these type of tools and products, if they're positioned correctly, then the message is like, hey, I have this product, or you have this problem. I have this product to solve that problem. Buy our product to solve your problem, right? So in the digital marketing space or like ad agency space that I'm in, it's like, hey, you're not getting enough sales, right? Like simple as that. And we, you know, we don't guarantee sales necessarily, but hey, we'll get you the traffic or the numbers that you're missing out on for the people that don't even know who you are, for the people that are not converting for what you want, for the phone calls that you're not getting, for the, you know, lack of website traffic, lack of phone calls, lack of, you know, maybe it's e-commerce sales or whatever. Those are problems that need to be solved. And typically it's through marketing. Okay. So having said that, just want to kind of wrap this up. Going into 2024, I think, you know, AI bots are going to be useful to, you know, to leverage, because you're still going to need to, you know, use those tools to generate content quickly, or to summarize content quickly, or to get ideas, you know, for content. And then as far as, you know, so you can automate a lot of things too. I've been playing around with some automations where, you know, you can automate ChatGPT to generate content for you and actually post it for you, which is a whole nother conversation for automations. But try not to do too much automation. Like, don't over engineer your automation, because then you look like a robot and it doesn't look like a human anymore. But I think that's useful, you know, to just kind of like see where that goes with marketing automations, and to save you time. But don't think like, I'm just going to set it and then not even look at it again. Because if you do that, then again, you're going to look like a robot. No one's going to even want to follow you. So, and making sure that you understand digital marketing is not just one thing, right? It's not just social media marketing. It's not just creating content on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. It is including social media content, probably not the most effective strategy, but including social media content. It also includes search engine optimization for your website. It also includes, let's say, content marketing for creating useful content that Google likes and then people like and then are sharing across the board. It's also managing your campaigns, right? Managing your email campaigns, your email campaigns on a regular basis, sending out content to people that's valuable and useful and has offers for them. But then also your pay-per-click marketing, right? Like making sure your PPC ads, primarily for search campaigns, which is the most effective, is there and is created for customers. So hopefully that makes sense. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.